trails of memories, trails of tears, stories left in wagon ruts, and tracks of dreams across the years.
The night was dark and cloudy with a fierce wind when the snow started falling thick and fast. In a few minutes, the prairie was covered, and our animals stood shivering at the ends of their ropes. You sit inside around a cheerful hearth may hardly believe a man in such circumstances would get up at midnight to place his own blankets upon his mule. But such was done.
Don Manuel Alvarez, an experienced traveler, was caught in a snowstorm in Kansas. In a few hours, two men and all his mules froze to death, with snow in such torrents extinguishing their fires in a few minutes.
Another party under Don Antonio Rubidu met a snowstorm at the same place and lost in one night two men and 400 animals.
After making our mules as warm as we could, we huddled together in one tent until the accumulated weight of snow grew too much for the guy rope, which gave away, the tent crashing down upon our heads.
With the night wind whistling, Captain Aubrey held me on his lap. I felt the great black night closing down upon us, as the world stretched away into infinity, big and terrible. I shivered in the captain's arms, thinking that only in this circle of firelight was there any warmth, comfort, or home.
Oh, it was so cold last night. Water froze to the thickness of an inch and a half in my cup. Brr.
They say that Jornada wind could blow your wagon away and return the next day for the mule.
Coming from the west, it sometimes made the sun set hours late.
A chicken facing east laid the same egg 5 times.
Why, it got so cold once that my partner's words froze right out of his mouth and had to be chopped off one by one just to find out what he meant.
He